This might be the worst three-year stretch in New York Giants franchise history. They've been picking top six for each of the last three seasons. They're constantly losing, and the architect behind this losing roster is likely going to remain. That's right, we're talking about general manager Joe Shane today and why he is expected to be the 2026 general manager of the New York Giants, despite all of the failures that he's undergone over the last several seasons. The Giants, of course, won yesterday, beating the Las Vegas Raiders. We're going to react to that a little bit more and talk about how that maybe helps or hurts Joe Shane's case, I guess. They fall back from first overall to second overall. It was a win that to many Giants fans felt like a loss, but Joe Shane is expected to return in 2026. We knew as much earlier this season when the Giants fired Brian Daboll that they intended to keep Joe Shane in place at least until the end of the season. But then, as the team continued to lose, going on this 9-game losing streak that they just finally snapped, there seemed to be a common belief that Joe Shane would be fired by the end of the year. But after yesterday's win, things have changed. Now we're hearing from Ian Rappaport, from Dan Duggan of The Athletic, from guys like Pat Leonard, all over the place we're hearing reports indicating that Joe Shane will be back in 2026. So I'm your co-host, Anthony Rivardo. I'm with my co-host, Alex Wilson. You're listening to Fireside Giants. And today we are going to be reacting to these reports about Joe Shane being retained in 2026 and beyond. So Alex, how are you doing today, my friend? Well, I hope you had a wonderful Merry Christmas, and I'm really happy to be back on the show with you today. So how are you feeling, and you know, what's your reaction to these reports indicating that the reign of Joe Shane is not yet coming to an end?
The reign of Joe Shane, that's a nice ring to it. I wish it would stop. The reality is, as you said, you know, good holiday season. Obviously, hope you guys had a fantastic holiday season with your families. Got New Year's coming up in just a couple days. And I wish the new year had a little bit of better news. The Giants still have the second overall pick, as we know. But the truth is, do we trust the guy at the helm to actually execute the right selection? Well, you know, right now it's a one quarterback race. You know, Fernando Mendoza is first overall. The Raiders probably take him right now. You need Dante Moore to commit. He may not, honestly, it should be a two quarterback race. If the Giants end up with a second overall pick, the truth of the matter is they could probably still trade back and get a haul for Moore, who probably isn't going to be able to expand his draft positioning better than what it would be right now. So that would help the Giants quite a bit if a team like the Jets wants to go up and take a shot on a player like that. But there's still a 20% chance the Giants could get the first overall pick. If they lose to Dallas next week and the Raiders somehow pull off a win against a Chiefs team that has their third string quarterback in, who knows? Anything is possible right now. Not going to rule anything out. I've seen crazier things happen. However, Joe Shane staying, I didn't expect that report yesterday pregame. A head coach that has really done, rather a GM that's really done nothing to help this team win in terms of fixing his own mistakes. And I think that's where Joe Shane really gets on my nerves, is that he said in his most recent press conference, I try not to make the same mistake twice. He makes the same mistake like weekly at times with the kickers and whatever. I don't trust him one bit to be the guy making the big decisions for the team moving forward, and especially managing the head coaching search. So right now, I want to be optimistic. Jackson Dart gives me optimism. He looked fantastic. They let him play his game yesterday. He looked fantastic. I'm sure you talked about that in the post-game recap. Like, they finally let him play again, and he looks like the player we know he can be. But do we trust Joe Shane to be the guy that puts all the puzzle pieces together? Right now, I am 100% uncertain about that, and I think that the Giants could get the cream of the crop GM and head coach, and they're deciding not to, and that is a really, really questionable decision.
Well, I think what I question the most is the term accountability and how that term is defined in the New York Giants organization. Somebody needs to be held accountable for the mess that the Giants have undergone over the last several years. I mean, I understand firing Brian Daboll midseason. Brian Daboll was contributing to the New York Giants losses, as was Shane Bowen. That's why he was fired in the middle of the season. Those guys were held accountable. But Pat Leonard and many of these other reporters during the bye week, they grilled Joe Shane and they asked him, why don't you deserve to be held accountable like everybody else? Why do you deserve to keep your job while all of these other people that you employed are being fired? It doesn't add up to me. I think that Joe Shane is just as responsible for the Giants' losses as anybody else, if not more responsible. He's the one who built this roster that just can't close out games, that can't win unless they're playing a team like the Raiders that have literally rolled over to die because they want to get the first overall pick. Yesterday's win is not one that I'm hanging my hat on and getting excited about. That is the worst team in football that the Giants beat. The Raiders are awful, and the Raiders very clearly have no interest in winning football games. They have an interest in losing football games. So I'm not going to celebrate that win as if it was some impressive win that the Giants orchestrated, or take it as some kind of hint that, hey, maybe this roster does have more talent than we realize. No. They were facing a team that was completely devoid of all talent. And when I look at this Giants roster, name me have however many building blocks you can, Alex. I guarantee you, if you go through all the stars on this Giants team, the young stars like a Jackson Dart, like a Cam Scadaboo, Neighbors, Carter and Burns, and I guess Dexter Lawrence. Let's say those are the New York Giants building blocks. They are missing so many building blocks in other places. That really, truly is not a lot to build on top of. Those are a few stars that they have in key positions. But outside of that, I think this team has depth problems. I think this team is missing key starters across the board on the interior defensive line. The linebacker core still needs help. I think the safeties are a complete mess. Javon Holland has not played up to snuff this season, considering the contract he was given. Tyler Newbin has not been a good player. The cornerback room is about to be decimated by the loss of most likely Cordell Flott in the offseason with free agency rolling around. I still think this offensive line needs more help as John Runyon ages. I still have questions about JMS as he once again got injured this season. Greg Van Roten is going to be 45 years old next season, most likely. And you got Jermaine Illuminor walking into free agency. What does this team really have to say, okay, this general manager has built an absolutely worthwhile roster. We need to keep him in place. I don't see it. And you know where I really don't see it, Alex? The wins and loss columns. I see a lot more losses than I see wins. And this is a results business. How should a general manager be evaluated? Not by how impressive he is behind the scenes while speaking to the ownership group. It should be by his wins and his losses. And the losses far outweigh the wins over the last 3 years for the New York Giants. He inherited a roster from Dave Gettleman that he arguably made worse in the three-year, four-year span. I don't think that Joe Shane deserves to keep his job. I don't see any benefit to having him keep his job. I only see deterrence. I think you're going to deter certain coaches from joining this team. I think you're going to create a shaky ground for a new head coach to step onto, and he's not going to want to take that job knowing that his boss, his general manager, is one wrong move away from being fired. That sounds like an awful situation to step into if you are a head coach, and that's why I think the New York Giants have no other choice but to fire Joe Shane, but somehow they see it differently. And Alex, why do you think that is? If there's any reason why, what do you think that the Giants ownership is looking at here to say, we want to keep Joe Shane in place?
It's easy. That's it. It's easy. It's easy for them to just keep everything the same. That, you know, John Mara has cancer. Like, I don't know how involved he is right now in the process of this organization. Like, he's doing his thing, rehabilitating, treatments. It takes, my grandmother had cancer, man. It sucks the life out of you. Like, running an organization, it's not possible when you're dealing with that type of stuff. And he's the managing partner. Like, he's the guy that makes these executive decisions. Steve Tisch, he's there, but he's not the controlling partner in this instance. He has a vast majority as well. But the truth is like, John Mara's really the decision maker from a personnel perspective and actual, like, executive building tree. And I don't think he's there. I don't think he's really capable of making those decisions and investing the time. So I think he's taking the easy route. And that is keeping Joe Shane. And let me give you a really good example of why that is really, really tough for us as fans. Because, you know, Anthony, I'll ask you this, you probably know all about this. Liam Cohen with the Jacksonville Jaguars. You know that story? You want to know what happened there with the Jags last season when he was interviewing? He interviewed on January 22nd, 23rd with the Jaguars. He said, I am not taking a second interview with you guys until you fire your general manager. The next day, the Jaguars fire Bulk, and then they hire Cohen to be the head coach the next day, right? I think that Joe Shane is a damn good politician. I think that he's positioned himself really nicely. I think he's attached himself to the Tim McDonalds of the world and the Nepo babies in the Giants organization. And they're standing by him. And I think they're supporting him in this time. And I think that John Mara is going through a really, really big monumental situation in his life, which, you know, prayers up to him. I hope he fights this and survives it and, you know, keeps thriving. It's just unfortunate timing because I don't think he's really invested in this decision right now. And for his own health, he can't be. And that makes a lot of sense. Like, I can't fault him for that. So, you know, taking the easy route, it sucks for us because we know it needs to happen. but it's best for John in his situation. I think that that's just the reality. And is he going to give Steve Tisch the ability to go and make that decision? He's going to hire a third party? I don't think so. I think he wants to know every single detail and step of the way of what's happening within his legacy, and I don't think he's willing to give that up just yet. So that's the big problem to me, that we may miss out on the best head coach available because they don't want to work with Joe Shane, and we know that we've seen it happen. Like, Liam Cohen's the perfect example last offseason, so I am concerned about that. That is a big issue for me, and we're going to have to see and pray to God that Joe Shane doesn't scare away the best head coach available on the market, because we do have a really good situation. We do have a lot of draft capital. We do have a quarterback in Jackson Dart. We do have some really good young talent. We just have a lot of weaknesses and liabilities as well, and I really don't know if Joe Shane is going to be able to, you know, convince a head coach that he's someone that they want to pair with. You know what I mean? You're getting leftovers at Thanksgiving dinner, and I want the whole turkey. You know what I mean? That's where we are right now. That's kind of how I can describe it.
Well, I think the Liam Cohen situation was a perfect one to bring up because it's really reflective of where the New York Giants are and where they will be next month in their hiring process. As they go through and they look at these candidates, we've already heard whispers that some guys might not want to join this team if Joe Shane is the general manager. And what I question is, will Giants ownership be willing to fire Joe Shane if the top head coach candidate asks them to? Let's say it's Mike McCarthy, you know, or let's say it's Marcus Freeman, or it's, you know, Chris Shula, whoever they pick, and they say, this is the guy that we want to lead our team. This is the best head coach available. This is who we want to hire. And then they say, hey, we want to offer you this job. And he says, I'm not taking it because of that general manager. I don't want to work with him. Are they going to fire Joe Shane then? Or are they going to go to option two or option three or whoever is willing to work with Joe Shane? That's my big question mark. I don't think that this Giants ownership is willing to do what the Jacksonville Jaguars did last offseason. And look at how it paid off for the Jaguars. I mean, the Jaguars are one of the best teams in football right now. They honestly do look like they could compete for the Super Bowl this year. I mean, they're third seed, I think, in the AFC right now. They're going to win the AFC South. I mean, they're a really good football team, and Liam Cohen is the biggest piece of that, because that roster really didn't change all that much overnight. Liam Cohen just stepped in and fixed it. And that's what we're hoping happens for us as New York Giants fans. We just want a new head coach to step in and be that kind of galvanizing force to really flip the script on this roster and maximize the talent that it has. But if that coach doesn't want to work with this GM, what will the Giants then do? And again, I don't think John Mara would fire the GM in order to attract the head coach in. And I do think that's kind of a red flag here.
It absolutely is. And look, you mentioned how we beat the Raiders yesterday. The front office of the Giants right now and the ownership is probably looking at the game like, look what we can do when our coaching is better. And I'll give credit, honestly, to Charlie Bullen. That defense looks a lot better, even against the Vikings too. They're really maximizing Burns, Abdul Carter. He's putting them in positions to win. So I'll give him some credit. It does look better schematically compared to Shane Bowen. It doesn't matter because he'll be gone in a couple days. Same thing with Mike Kafka. And, you know, obviously there was a lot happening yesterday. Wandale, 1,000 yards. Like, Carter had 9 pressures. Like, you know, there was a lot of big performances, but again, it's the freaking Raiders. They are trying to lose. Like, you beat the crap out of a team that was trying to actively lose. So you don't get to run laps around that. You know what I mean? You don't get to sing praise. You don't get to, you know, have a parade over beating a team trying to get the first overall pick and making it very clear with their, you know, putting Brock Bowers and Max Crosby on IR right before the game. So, you know, the Giants obviously, you know, fighting for pride and incentives at this point. But, you know, Joe Shane right now, I am concerned that he's going to compromise our ability to get the best head coach. But, you know, like you said, I think the biggest question here is if that head coach, if it's Chris Shula, if it's whoever, and they go to John Mara, they go to ownership and they say, I'm not going to coach for that guy. I want a different guy. I want a guy that maybe I prefer, or maybe I can help pick the next GM. Are they willing to fire Joe Shane to get the best head coach? And the resounding answer should be absolutely. Joe Shane has not earned the right to have to have cemented position, job security, right? There is nothing that Joe Shane has done that deserves cemented job security. If a new head coach comes in that is cutting edge, the guy that's going to change the entire outlook of this organization, you fire Joe Shane and then you fire him again for good measure. You know what I mean? You double fire his ass, written and verbal, and I want that shit, I want that shit printed. You know, like, this is how it has to be. If you want to get the best head coach, because the reality is, Anthony, a better head coach, a really good head coach, is arguably more important than a GM. Because as we're seeing right now, a GM can give talented players to coaches, but it doesn't matter if the coaching is bad. You know what I mean? Coaches can, if they're really good coaches, they'll find ways to maximize talent. You know, if you're drafting top 10, you're going to get a great player, you know, objectively in terms of raw skill. You're going to get a talented individual. It's just a matter of, can the coaches actually maximize it? You know, that's where we see great teams and bad teams. And I'll give you a good example. The freaking 49ers. The 49ers have been beat to hell this year. Their whole defense is, they have the worst pass rush in football, Anthony. Do you know that? The worst pass rush in football. They didn't draft necessarily that well. They got a seventh, the Mr. Irrelevant as their quarterback. They missed on Trey Lance. It's not like they've been hitting on every single draft pick either, but their coaching is so good, it does not matter. It doesn't matter. So, like, if the Giants have a chance to get the best head coach in their eyes, general manager Joe Shane has to be dead meat. He has to be sacrificed for that. So I guess that might be what the Giants are thinking. If a new head coach, you know, we'll keep things simple, we'll keep things easy because of what's going on with John. But if a new head coach comes in and he's okay working with Joe, whatever, we move forward because we trust the head coach. But if he says we don't want to work with Joe, Joe has to be bait. So, like, that's ultimately how I see this unfolding. It's just a matter of, does that new head coach want to work with Joe? And I think that's what might determine his future.
Yeah, because it does sound like Joe Shane is at the very least going to be in the building for the start of the head coaching search. So if that's the case, then I do think it comes down to, are they going to fire Joe Shane after they hire a head coach? And I think that's kind of a tough sell to ownership, especially if ownership is trying to be hands-off about this. I think what really is getting in the way of the Giants, for the Giants right now, unfortunate as it is, I think it's John Mara's health. Because truly, I don't know how you could look at this and say, yeah, Joe Shane is the guy that I want running this head coaching search. He hasn't done a good job of scouting and developing talent and acquiring free agents. He's had so many misses in that regard. But I really think the biggest stain on his resume is the way that he tied himself to Brian Daboll. He helped hire Brian Daboll, then tied himself to Brian Daboll. Then he severed that tie, fired Brian Daboll, and he's supposed to bring in another head coach. Well, who's to say he doesn't just bring in another great friend of his, right? Like a Lou Anarumo. I mean, that is the fear that lives in the back of my mind here as we enter this head coaching search. I do not want the New York Giants just hiring a guy that Joe Shane is chummy with. I want them getting the best guy on the market. I want them going after the Shulas, McCarthys, if that is a Freeman, whoever it is. I want the Giants hiring the best head coach for the job, not the best head coach who can work with Joe Shane. That is not the way that this should be done. Joe Shane, whether he remains the GM this year or not, he's walking into 2026 on thin ice. That's the problem. The Giants should not be having a head coach pitching to this head coach, you're going to have security, we're going to give you time to turn it around, we're going to give you 3 years, you don't have to worry about being fired. You can't sell that to a head coach, that job security, if the head coach's boss is on thin ice. And that's the issue here. And that's why I think he's going to be a major deterrent to some of these top head coaching candidates, because they don't want to walk onto thin ice with the general manager. They want the job security. They want to know that, hey, if the going gets rough in my first season, I'll be back for a year or two to kind of readjust and make things better. Like Mike McCarthy, when he did become the Dallas Cowboys head coach several years ago, that first season wasn't exactly what the Cowboys had hoped it would be when they hired Mike McCarthy. But then he readjusted, brought in some new coordinators, and year two, 12-win season. Year three, 12-win season. Year four, 12-win season. Mike McCarthy had that time to readjust, and he had that stability in the front office, obviously because the Cowboys don't have a general manager. It's just Jerry Jones there. But if Mike McCarthy were to come to the New York Giants right now, let's just use him as an example or anybody else, if that first season is a disaster, is he there for a year or two with Joe Shane on his way out? I don't know. And I don't think that's something that these head coaches are going to want to, I don't think that's a fire that these head coaches are going to want to play with. I think that's a risk that they're not going to want to take on. They'd rather, especially if it's a guy like a Shula, Alex, what's the incentive for Shula to jump over here, work with this GM that's entering a thin ice situation in 2026, become a rookie head coach under the spotlight of New York, when he could just wait one more year, have another successful stint as a defensive coordinator with the Rams, then get hired as the top head coach on the market in 2027. What's the incentive for Chris Shula to come join this New York Giants team right now if he knows that there's probably going to be better jobs with more security afforded to him in 2027? And that is the argument that you have to make to fire Joe Shane and allow somebody else to conduct this head coaching search.
Yeah, I mean, listen, there is only one way that I can rationalize keeping Joe Shane, and it's this. There's only one way that ownership says to Joe, you may have the title of general manager, top executive assistant, but whoever we bring in as head coach is going to be heavily involved in personnel decisions and draft decisions and et cetera, et cetera. Like, they are going to be, this is not going to be a Joe Shane pipeline to whoever it is we pick. This person is going to actively be helping implement these strategic changes, bringing over critical, like you called it, processes from wherever they're coming from. And this is playing devil's advocate. That's the only rational decision that I can, or logic I can come up with that actually makes sense, which is such a tough sell. So, like, I really just don't know how you could justify it at all. The only logic here is that John Mara is just not, doesn't want to shake things up because he doesn't have the energy to put into actually fixing this shit. And I think that's kind of where my head's at, because the thing about how fast this has changed, dude. 2 weeks ago, we were talking about he's basically a dead man walking, and now he's being kept again. What happened? We got absolutely scraped by the Commanders. We lost to a Vikings team that had freaking Brosmer at quarterback, and then we beat a team trying to lose. What happened in 3 weeks that convinced John Mara, ownership, whoever, to keep Joe Shane? What happened? Because nothing good happened, I can assure you that. So I really don't know, unless it's health-oriented to John Mara. That's the only thing I can think of that makes any logical sense.
Yeah, and what the situation you just described, the hypothetical situation where Joe Shane has to hire a head coach who's going to have heavy say in personnel, that sounds like an absolute disaster waiting to happen. I mean, you're basically asking Joe Shane to bring in a guy who's going to take over his job responsibilities because you don't trust him. If you're at that point, then you fire Joe Shane. You know what I'm saying? And while we're recording this, news just broke. Marcus Freeman announced that he is staying at Notre Dame. This is a player, or this is a coach that the Giants had a lot of reported interest in. In fact, it was confirmed in a report today that Marcus Freeman had been talking to two NFL franchises about potentially being their head coach in 2026. I have to assume the New York Giants were one of those teams, but you can cross Marcus Freeman's name off the list. He was arguably the top head coaching candidate, according to many people. He might have been the top head coaching candidate in this cycle. He's staying at Notre Dame. Alex, how did the Giants pivot?
Well, I mean, look, Marcus Freeman would have been a really interesting hire, right? He was obviously well known for his leadership capabilities, and the Giants need more leaders of men. But we had big concerns about his coordinator picks. Like, who would he pick to be his coordinators? That is a major concern that we just wouldn't have known how to answer, but now we don't have to answer it. So you look at the Giants, it's NFL. It's going to be NFL coaches, whatever that looks like. Please just no Lou Anarumo, I beg. No Lou Anarumo, please. I feel like they're going to do some BS like that. Right now, I mean, to me, Anthony, it's Chris Shula, it's Clint Kubiak, it's Mike McCarthy. Those are the three guys that really stand out. People hate Mike McCarthy, but at least he has a decade a plus of experience, has won 12 games in a year multiple times. So, like, you know, there's things to like about McCarthy, but I do think the Giants will opt for a cutting-edge piece. What do you got to say now?
I've got another conspiracy theory. This is another to you, but we cut the one that was already in this. All right.
Aliens real, man?
Oh, okay, I'm not going to dive too deep in this, but let me just say, keep an eye on the Week 18 matchup between the Baltimore Ravens and the Pittsburgh Steelers. And let's see if the loser of that game decides to turn a new leaf on their head coach and whether Harbaugh or Tomlin becomes available. That's all I'm going to say, because I do think the Giants, it's been made very clear, they want a CEO-type coach. They would prefer to have a coach with head coaching experience, somebody who's done it, who's won big games before. If Mike Tomlin or John Harbaugh ends up becoming available, both of those guys are going to be, either one of those guys, whichever one becomes available, if they do, is going to be considered the number one head coaching candidate. Keep an eye on them for the Giants. That's all I'm going to throw out there. So let's watch closely that Week 18 matchup. I really don't think either one of them is going to become free. I think the Steelers are going to run it back with Tomlin. I think the Ravens are going to run it back with Harbaugh. But there has been a lot of buzz. There's been a lot of smoke around both of those guys potentially moving on and, you know, turning new leaves. So if that does happen, like I said, just keep an eye on that Week 18 matchup. If you want Harbaugh, if you want Tomlin, let's watch what happens between the Ravens and Steelers next weekend.
I mean, dude, Tomlin with a good offensive coordinator would be insane. I don't know why he has to hire Arthur Smith. I don't understand it. Like, he thinks he's a god for some reason. That Steelers offense just so bad. Like, I don't understand it. Tomlin, obviously, tremendous leader, tremendous defensive coach. Like, he's an easy hire. He makes you a playoff contender on day one. Even John Harbaugh too. I mean, they've had a lot of issues with Lamar this year with the injuries, and their offensive line fell off. Like there was, and their defense had some issues. So I mean, if either of those two guys shake free, Anthony, like it's you're picking up the phone instantly to call them. Like you're hiring them probably over anybody else, most likely. But with that being said, I really do think that the Giants are gonna prefer that cutting edge perspective, assuming that Tomlin and Harbaugh are not available. Shula stands out to me just because he's at that. Like he is cutting edge like that. And their defense, you know, that Rams defense is tremendous. But, you know, right now, this is going to be a weird head coaching search. It's not necessarily a great head coaching cycle unless some guys shake free. But like Joe Shane at the helm, and if he's given the ability to make that decision, if he's given the ability to do that, to make, to get out, gather all that research, see who he likes, and then there's kind of a democratic approach to who they hire. Like, what are they looking for? Like, what do they really want? Because Joe Shane can't have another head coach that is so inexperienced, they just don't know what they're doing. You know what I mean? He needs someone that's going to elevate the whole roster, and really people are going to fight and play their asses off for this particular individual, whoever that might be. I don't know, man. Joe Shane staying, though. Like, it's disappointing. You know, I really expected nothing less from the Giants than to do something like this, but I always held out a small ounce of positivity in the hope that they would actually make the right decision. Now we just have to pray to God that Joe Shane is capable of improving and getting better if that's the direction they go in. Like, but I am very cautiously optimistic moving forward. In fact, I'm more pessimistic than I am positive right now. But hopefully, you know, we'll get some good draft picks and, you know, retool and make some good decisions and be competitive next year. That's the best we can hope for.
It's all we can do is hope at this point. And listen, it's been a tough season. I'm really surprised by these reports indicating that Joe Shane's going to be back next year. Like, really surprised by them. And I'm just trying to wrap my head around it and make sense of it. And the only thing that I keep falling back to is, well, John Mara is sick, so maybe that's why he's making this decision. Maybe he just can't, he physically cannot go through a GM search, so he needs the GM that he knows and has to do the head coaching search. That is honestly the only logical reason behind this, I think. But we'll see, man. We have one more game left to play in this awful season. It's at home. Let's imagine a scenario where the Giants lose by 50 points to Dallas. Perhaps that sparks a change, right? Maybe John Mara wakes up on Monday morning and says, you know what? I am going to fire Joe Shane. So let's see what happens over the course of these next 7 days. 1 week from today, it'll be Black Monday in the NFL, and we will have plenty to discuss whether Joe Shane is kept or fired. We're going to be discussing it here on Fireside Giants. So a lot more discussions to be had. I might get a second upload up later today, so stay tuned to that. You guys really liked that King of the Hill series that I started. We had some really good comments on that and positive feedback, so I think I'm going to do episode 2 of the King of the Hill, and we're going to debate 2 more head coaching matchups in that bracket as we try and pick who the best head coach for the New York Giants possibly could be. But until then, we're going to keep being upset about how bad the Giants are and being upset that Joe Shane is coming back, Alex and I are. So, guys, do make sure to leave your thoughts on Joe Shane, whether or not you think he should be the general manager next year, down below in the comment section. Make sure to leave a like if you enjoyed, subscribe if you're new, and ring the bell so you don't miss an episode. And we'll catch you on the next one. Have a good one, and let's go New York Giants.